Pittsburgh.
Which is terrific and ties nicely into the angry theme of today's show. I gotta tell you, I know I'm off my rocker today. I'm totally off my rocker. Because I'm a Ben guy, I can't believe the way people are treating him. If you want to punch me in the face, go ahead and try. I've said it a million times, go ahead and try, nobody ever does. And how about that chicken scratch MF-er who just called, saying it was all he could do at the Rolling Stones concert to not punch me. I was right there in the chicken out. What good does calling me now and threatening me do? I'm not really scared if we were face-to-face last night and you wouldn't do anything. Seriously, you want some? Anybody, come get some. I don't care. And management's never happy when I talk like this, but they can go to hell too. I've been doing this for 60 years. 60 years. I am 60. It seems like 60. 25 glorious years. I'm going to do it the way I want. And I'm not going to take any crap. I'm not a root for the home team guy. I hate the Steelers. I hate them, and I'm so happy what's going on out. So happy. And you know why I hate them? It's not because of them. It's because of you. But I digress. Ben's hurt. He's got a bad hip. People are on Twitter saying that's good because Ben might not play. That's nice. Ben is one of the three most important players in Steelers history, but people don't want to hear that. They just want to run Ben out of town. Ben won two Super Bowls for this crap hole of a city. But somehow, he's let you down. And of course, they won those two Super Bowls despite Ben, because he played terrible. Except for that great pass to Santonio that beat Arizona. Should have got him MVP, but you're glad he did. And then you talk about Milledgeville and Tahoe, and he didn't tip my girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. Pittsburgh, you are a bunch of ungrateful pissants. But let's look at you. What's going on with you? Let's turn the spotlight on you. Are you married or in a relationship? Because if you are, one of two things is true. Your wife or girlfriend is fat, or she's cheating on you. Because you're a loser. You either settled, or I kicked your coverage. And either way, something is in her mouth that embarrasses you. It's either a Twinkie, or it's not. But what about your job? You don't make much, right? Not enough to keep the missus in devil dogs or out of your best friend's pants. Your parents are disappointed. You probably have a drug habit, but it's not even good drugs. Cheap crap like hillbilly heroin. And maybe you're off it, but don't you miss it? Would one little taste really hurt? Your kids are ashamed of you, and they will turn out to be just like you. That's how it works, and then you'll be ashamed of them, and at that point, only the drugs can help. At that point, they're a blessing, not an addiction. Where does it go from here? Well, you die. That too will seem like a blessing. But hang in there. Don't do anything drastic. The super genius will always be here to talk you off the ledge because I don't want you to miss one moment of your football team sucking because you derive your pathetic self-esteem from living vicariously through the Steelers. So I want you to live so you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And when I think you've suffered enough, then I start with the pain. Terry Silver reference. Boom! In the grand scheme of Pittsburgh and the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger matters a lot. And you don't matter at all. Ben's going to get a bust in Canton. And when you die, somebody else gets your seat at Heinz Field or sits his fat ass in front of your TV and he bangs your wife too. So, boy, we went through Judas twice. So if you're glad that Ben got hurt, guess what?
You just made the list.
I am exhausted. The list brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Continental, a name you can trust, dial 412-367-0815. I can't get over that guy. It was all I could do to not bust you in the face. Do it! Do it! You were right there! Do it! You're a coward! Let's go to James in Tampa. James, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. What's up, brother?
What's up, James?
Hey, man, listen. So I just want to say something, and this is not subjective. This is completely objective, and I think everybody in the Pittsburgh sports community needs to remember this. And, yeah, it plays a little bit off of what you just said, but it's important that I say it. What Ben did on that drive in the 2008 Super Bowl against Arizona was one of the iconic drives in Super Bowl history, and there is a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh because of that drive. And everybody who wants to say anything bad about Ben right now needs to remember that when they speak on him.
Well, yeah, but they still have resentment because of the two investigations, which weren't really investigations. There was no evidence. And this town is just terrible when it comes to how it deals with quarterbacks. They ran Bradshaw off. They ran Ben off.
Okay, I have no problem with the investigation thing. Here's the only thing I'm going to say about that. I judge people in sports based upon what they do in sports, but I also judge them on what they do in
their
personal.
Yeah, but the point is a lot of people aren't doing that, James.
Okay, totally understandable. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. If Sidney Crosby wasn't the stand-up person that I feel like he is in his personal life and his professional life, I would think about him differently. But I also think that Ben was never tried and he was never convicted. And
he was never even questioned. And now I'm sorry I brought it up, but that's too bad too. Let's go to Mike in Sarver. Mike, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, Mark, you always talk about have you ever seen the Flyers win the Cup? How long are we going to talk about what happened in 2009 and how long we're going to owe loyalty to a dead dog quarterback that hasn't done anything?
A dead dog quarterback. Who the frig are you to talk that way? How many Pro Bowls has he made since then? He gave your crappy time two Super Bowls that you wouldn't have. Who would have played quarterback these past 10 years? I'll admit they've underachieved in the playoffs the past 10 years, and certainly he bears blame in that. But he got you two Super Bowls, and he stinks now, and I've said it over and over again, and there's some tough decisions to be made, but that doesn't mean you respect what he's done in the disrespect what he's done in the past.
Saying that Marc-Andre Fleury,
shut up. Go F yourself. Seriously, get rid of this ass. Marc-Andre Fleury, what's that have to do with anything? Screw you people. Screw this town. I wish there was another job to go to tomorrow. In fact, my big announcement, every time I think about my big announcement, if I ever make my big announcement, it would be possible to step away from this. And days like today make me think about that real hard. Let's go to Joe on the road. Joe, you're on with Double M.
Double M, please don't go.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead. What do you got?
No, I just wanted to call. I don't know if the producer said it. You were on fire. You know what? When you said that your producers and the higher-ups at the XO, they don't like when you talk like that, I was
texting. My producer doesn't care.
I'm not a producer, but the higher-ups, you said. I
don't know if they do or don't. I think they're uncomfortable with some of the stuff that I've said today, but that, again, that's too bad. That's the point of my life I'm at, my career I'm at. That's just where I'm at.
It's great radio, and I love listening. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Let's go to Linda in the car. Linda, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. I will agree with the last guy. I just wanted to tell you that was the best the list ever. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you,
very
Linda.
Very enjoyable.
That's very nice of you to say. 412-333-WXDX. Let's get more calls and just get this show the frig over with. 105.9 The X.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
Hey, Mark, second time caller, love the show.
I'd like to talk to Mark about Marc-Andre Fleury. Pay attention, dumb skull, and talk.
The X at 105.9.
You know what I love? I said earlier in the show and yesterday too that Ben's one of the three most important people in Steelers history. Joe Green, Terry Bradshaw, and Ben in that order. And I'm getting tweets from people. What about Jack Lambert? Jack Lambert isn't a patch on Ben Roethlisberger's ass when it comes to significance in Steelers history. There's no comparison. When it comes to importance, Jack Lambert couldn't carry Ben's jock in a hockey equipment bag. And that's no knock on Jack Lambert, although it certainly comes off as that, I'm sure, but that's just fact. The quarterback matters. And these two quarterbacks won six Super Bowls between them, One's already in the Hall of Fame, and the other one is a lock to join him there. That's just fact. Don't get mad about me when I cite fact. I didn't lose to Cincinnati. I didn't lose to Vegas. I didn't lose to Green Bay. That's your football team. Don't get mad at me because your football team sucks. And don't get mad at Ben because I'll admit he's way past it and stayed around a year too long. I would too for 14 mil. But he ain't the only reason they're losing. And if they had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, they still wouldn't be a playoff team. It's a bad, bad football team. Don't get mad at me for that. Don't get mad at me for that. Just because I'm laughing about it, that doesn't mean you should get mad at me. Let's go to Jan and Cranberry. Jan, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. My family and I love Ben, and we know as long as Ben is on the field that the Steelers have some hope.
No, not now. They don't. Jan, don't mix up what has happened with what is happening. He deserves all the respect in the world for what has happened. What is happening doesn't diminish any of that. It shouldn't take away from his respect or dignity, but what's happening now is awful.
I know it is. And we rate him number one with the Steelers, that he's the number one Steeler ever.
Well, he's the top three anyway. Thank you for the call, Jan. Let's go to Tom in Westview. Tom, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, how are you today?
What up?
Just my question for you. Just looking at Steelers' history, they really never treated anybody fairly. What makes you think they may treat Ben with some type of respect?
Well, how have they treated Ben unfairly? You're trying to make this conflict between franchise and Ben, and there is no conflict between franchise and Ben that I know of. There was between franchise and Troy. There was between franchise and Bradshaw. There was between franchise and Harrison. It's ended bad for any number of all-time greats who play for the Steelers, but I don't sense that's there currently between Ben and the team.
Oh, I agree, but what I'm saying is just past history. I mean, going back to the Franco deal, you can go back Rod Woodson, and you said Troy Polamalu, he didn't want to retire.
Yes, but you're saying that there's conflict between Ben and the Steelers, and there isn't, as far as I know, not yet.
Okay. But and like even what Stan said, that they're going to treat him with respect, and like you said, quote unquote, may have it's on the news today about a hip injury.
You see, you're going nowhere with this. You're making no sense. Goodbye. There is no problem between Ben and the Steelers that I know of now. None that I've even remotely heard of. And right now, when they say he has a hip injury, I think he legitimately has a hip injury. And before that, a pec injury. But at some point, he may be quote-unquote hurt and not play anymore. Let's go with Dave and Mars. Dave, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. Great intro at 5 o'clock. That was epic. I probably can't say it as good as you did, but just the disrespect that people have for Ben, you know, he's probably given them the most joy they've had in their lives, you know, the last 15 years.
I don't know about that, but Ben Roethlisberger has been an absolute savior for the Pittsburgh Steelers for the past 20 years. Without Ben, they don't win any Super Bowls and have limited success at best. And that's been lost.
Clearly.
That's been lost in accusations levied and disproven long ago, or rather not supported. And now because he's playing poorly after how many years of playing very well.
Totally agree. And you look at other great quarterbacks of this era, Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, how many Super Bowls did they all win? I know it's been a dry 10 years there, but he has more Super Bowls than all those guys.
The biggest complaint about the Steelers for the past 10 years, and Ben's part of this undeniably, the biggest complaint about the Steelers is that they underachieved the past 10 years. Not what's going on now. I knew they'd stink this year. Well, I thought they'd win 8 games. And they'll be lucky to get anywhere close to that. But what you should be angry about is that the Steelers have underachieved the past 10 years despite having talent to do much better than winning merely 3 playoff games in 10 years. If you thought the team was going to be a playoff contender this year, let alone a Super Bowl contender, that's on you for being stupid, because there was never any chance of that happening. And really, the crusher was when DeCastro retired. DeCastro on top of Ponce, and they let Filer walk. And maybe if DeCastro, DeCastro's a little bit of a villain in all this because he was less than forthcoming about his plans and waited a long time to finally retire. And maybe they keep Filer if they know DeCastro's going to take a hike. Maybe they even keep Villanueva, although I don't know how much good that would have done. Let's go to Chris in Pittsburgh. Chris, you're on with Mark.
Hey, what up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, so the other day on your show, you kind of posited the three options that the Steelers had to deal with the quarterback situation. And the last one was, of course, you feign injury and
No, not the Rudolph injury, that they declare him injured. It's like when they fired Bruce Arians, but said he retired.
Yeah, I don't mean Ben fakes an injury. I mean the organization lists that he has an injury.
Right, and
even
Ben
if
would have to play along with that, and I'm not sure he would.
Yeah, so that kind of leads up, and you sort of answered this. Is there any possibility that that's what's going on here?
Not yet. I don't think so. Not yet. If he wasn't playing Sunday, I would suspect that, but he's scheduled to play Sunday. But one thing about the Steelers we have to understand, Chris, and I've said this many times because the proof's in the pudding, they lie all the time. You know, yeah. I mentioned that Arian scenario where they said he retired and he really got fired, but he won the Super Bowl last year with Tampa, so he didn't retire, did he? The Steelers lie all the time. They are as dishonest as the day is long with the media and with the paying public. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. When you were saying, don't blame me, don't blame me, is there really anybody to blame? But as you were talking, you were kind of alluding to some things I didn't think about, like DeCastro retiring and Pouncey, but really, in the offseason, what could they have actually done with
nothing.
Everything else they
nothing,
did?
Nothing, which is why I predicted eight wins before the season started. The team is organically disintegrating. No team can be good forever. It's happening to the Penguins, too. In a capped league especially, no team can maintain quality forever. The Steelers are just on the downturn. It's happened with Ben here. You know, if Ben had retired and they were 1-3 with Rudolph at quarterback, people wouldn't be bitching nearly as much, but they tend to think of Ben as Ben in his prime, no matter that he's 39 or not.
I thought the same thing with them not having a good season this year, especially after listening to you about it. I'm not upset with Ben. I'm kind of happy he did come back. Even though he's not doing well, at least you get a young offensive line who has someone in there who knows what they're doing so they can learn something, even though he's getting crushed. But what can they do? I don't want to wish the season away, but what can they do next year to even have a chance to get back to some normalcy?
Oh, they're going to stink next year, too.
Yeah, but they have to rebuild somewhere. I mean, I assume...
But that's the problem. They never accept rebuilding. They never accept rebuilding. They don't. They think we can get in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe they thought they had a chance to make playoffs, but you're a smarter man.
Oh, they obviously thought they had a chance to make the playoffs this year. Otherwise, they would not have drafted Najee and Freiermuth. Those are luxury picks that a team makes when it thinks it's a playoff team.
That is where I am confused, because you pick Najee Harris and Freiermuth, but you know you have nothing on the line to help those two out.
Well, I have no problem with Najee Harris, because he's going to be a real good back in the long run, and he was the best at his position. But Freiermuth was a dumb pick. The last thing they needed is another tight end who can't block. And if you think you can teach him to block... If he ain't learned to block by now, he ain't never going to get the gist of it or understand the importance of it. Look at Eric Ebron. You don't think they want him to block? He just can't and won't. Let's go take another quick one. Chris, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, what's up, Mark? Actually, you just started talking about Ebron.
Don't blame me. Hello?
Predict any more some of that dancing with the stars on the sideline anymore this season.
Oh, no, TikTok's not as much fun when you suck. But Juju, I think he did whatever his new dance is on the field at Green Bay the other day. So hope is alive and dancing.
I think he's better off as a Steeler cheerleader.
They don't have cheerleaders. Here's a question from Tony. What is the name of the stripper you called the bolt-on queen? The guys at work can't remember. Sarah Flaviano. I forget her stripping name, but she was the famous Sarah Flaviano from North Allegheny. The queen of the North Allegheny strippers, and God knows there's been a lot of them, come out of that institute of higher learning. Sarah Flaviano, I haven't heard from her in years. I'd love to hear from her. Love her. I think she's married and a mother now. But I'll be honest, I don't think that would stop her from calling me. Okay, keep calling 412-333-WXDX.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
I would want total and absolute autonomy.
Hey, Mark, great show. Are you part psychic?
Well, I'm actually more neurotic than psychic.
The X at 105.9.
I'm disappointed we didn't talk more about the Stones concert today, which I thought was like rock and roll communion. It was just incredible. Mick Jagger at 78 moving like that, singing like that. It's not a five-piece like it was in the glory days. You had a couple keyboard players, a couple backup singers, but it was incredible. Like I said earlier, and I stress, the Rolling Stones were influenced by the old blues guys, like Muddy Waters in particular. And Muddy Waters played until he died. And now these guys are going to play until they die, and there's something very noble and credible about that. So what a great job last night by the Rolling Stones. So Mick, Keith, Woody, and the rest, Steve Jordan filling in for Charlie Watson, doing incredible. Hats off to everyone involved. And the fans, what a great crowd too. A very respectful rock and roll crowd. They hung on every song. Sometimes, especially with like the 80s metal-y groups, like especially hair metal, they're kind of there to party and not listen. But last night's crowd, they reacted, but they were there to listen. Also, I retweeted this. Somebody posted a video of Mean Joe Green playing against the Denver Broncos back when. Okay, listen to this. You got to watch this video, at Mark Madden X. Within the space of four plays, he punches one Bronco, punches another Bronco, then recovers a fumble. So don't tell me he's not one of the three most important people in Steelers franchise history. Also, somebody mentioned the famous Sarah Flaviano, the North Allegheny bolt on stripper queen. I haven't heard from her in years, but I wish I would. She's got to be about 32 now, maybe. But she's super hot. She's totally insane. She's a witch. And she's added to her resume, she's a rabid diehard Trumper. Which I got to be honest, the only time I find that attractive is with a really hot girl. But then again, I'm easy when it comes to really hot girls. Let's go to Jeremy and Clinton. Jeremy, you're on with Double M.
Super genius. I'm glad you enjoyed the concert last night. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the offseason and the missteps that the Steelers have taken. I know they will not fire Tomlin, but could this be Colbert's last season? Because
I think Kevin's going to retire anyway after the season, and I don't know that for a fact, but I know he's been thinking about retiring and taking it 1 year at a time, which, to be totally accurate, is what he's always done. I think this will be Colbert's last season as the GM, although I think they'll just promote from within and basically just keep doing things the same way.
Yeah, that's not good. They need to make some changes. You know, I'd like to see a Khalil Mack kind of trade. T.J. Watt's not going to win the Steelers Super Bowls. I want more first-round picks.
They just need to make a change in their general method of operating. They stick to too much stuff that worked in the 70s, and maybe it's worked more recently, but Dan Rooney's dead. Chuck Noll hasn't coached in a long time. I think they should just really look the organization up and down. Now, if they do that and decide they should keep doing things the same way, that's okay. But I think they're doing stuff just by rote. They're doing stuff because that's the way Granddaddy did it, and that's no longer a good enough reason when your team is clearly on the decline. Let's go to Jay in Gibsonia. Jay, you're on with Double M.
Hey, maybe Mick could show Ben a couple moves around the pocket there, huh? 78. What's Ben, 38? Anyway.
Well, to be fair, you know, Ben's got hit a lot more than Mick, unless you count cocaine.
Oh, yeah, but, well, Mick's done enough of his own, too, though.
He's not for a long time, I bet. Not for a long time.
Hey, anyways, why is nobody talking about Matt Canada? Is his hands tied, or he's just a dumb...
I don't know. The one thing I can say for sure about Matt Canada is he's totally underqualified to be an offensive coordinator for any team in the NFL. But Ben's so immobile, I don't know what can and can't be called. That Canada offense, there's a lot of motion involved, and there's a lot of under center, and Ben just can't handle it. He simply can't.
Well, how long can you keep doing the same thing over and over? A one-back set, either from a under center or long snap.
No, it's not under center. It's shotgun with the one back set, and they're going to keep doing it until Ben quits. That's the reality of the situation. They're going to do it until Ben quits. Let's go real quick to Bruno in Charleston. Bruno, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, talking about the Steelers, the way they do things. Don't you – used to be Chuck Noll used to take best athlete available. It seems like the Steelers went for years where they went and drafted needs like Artie Burns and they traded up.
Oh, no, I think they've very rarely done that. The only time I remember they definitely did it was when they took Troy Edwards. I can't remember his name. Right. That's how bad he turned out. They wanted a receiver. And the first two were, I want to say, Torrey Holton, David Boston, and they were gone, but they settled for – Troy Edwards, I think that's his name, in 1999, and he turned out horrible. And I've never seen a pick since then where I can say for sure they drafted for need.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Matt Williamson was saying yesterday, in today's NFL, he'd rather have a really good offense than a really good defense. The Steelers have invested heavily on defense, and now you're seeing
You see, Bruno, that's what I'm talking about, where they need to look at their organization's priorities. Defense just can't win games on its own in today's NFL. A dominant defense won't get you to where you want to go. Look at this defense. It's supposed to be dominant. It's not. It's going to get them nowhere near the playoffs. Thank you for the call. Time now to Ask Mark Anything. We're out right at 6 o'clock because we got the Penguins exhibition game on tonight. Is there a pregame show? Then why are we out right at 6? Why can't I just keep talking? I'll tell you why. Because I want to get the frig out of here. You know, to those who think I went over the top on today's show, I'm sorry, I'm mad. And one thing this show always is honest. Always honest. You listen to a lot of guys who do what I do. You read a lot of guys who write like I do. They're just shills and stooges and wouldn't ever tell the truth if they thought it would get them in trouble or get people to not like them. Like. Let me tell you something. This business is about anything but like. But many people don't see it that way. Anyway, you can call and ask Mark Anything. 412-333-WXDX.
Ed. And now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
Let's face it, you've always been in love with me, and this is just your moment of clarity.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know so.
The X at 105.9.
Double M on the X. 412-333-WXDX. It's time to ask Mark Anything. You can do so by dialing that number. It's brought to us by your local Honda dealers. Visit shophonda.com and your local Honda dealer. I wish I told this joke more during the show. I told it at the beginning. I sometimes forget that if you're listening at 3, you might not be listening at 5. But after the Stones concert last night, I wondered if Bob Nutting would have traded Mick Jagger like about 45 years ago because he couldn't afford him for like a garage band and promised it all a couple hit singles in 4 or 5 years. Actually, it's good I didn't tell that. It worked the first time, but now it felt kind of forced. Let's go to Jimmy in Scottsdale. Jimmy, you're on with Double M. Oh, Zimmy. Zimmy, Mark, I'm at Carson's Tavern on Sunday. Did you know that?
Yeah, buddy.
Carson's Tavern for the Steeler game, 1 p.m. Great pizza. Yep. Anyway, what do you got?
The Stone Show. I found it inspiring. To see Mick move like he does at his age, you know?
No question. The song Moves Like Jagger. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Did it surprise you that Charlie died before Keith?
It surprised me that Keith is alive, period. And it surprised me for the best part of 40 years. I don't know how he does it. By the way, like I said, I'm at Carson's Tavern for my Steeler watch party Sunday. That's in Scottsdale, where Zimmy's from. And then next week, we start the Penguin watch parties. I'm at Stinky's in Lawrenceville on Tuesday for the opener. And then Thursday, I'm at a Caliente, but I'm not sure which one. I love Caliente, man. That's real good pizza. Really good. They do the Detroit and Brooklyn styles, like you're in Detroit or Brooklyn. But you don't have to go to Detroit or Brooklyn. And that's good, because I've been to Detroit and Brooklyn. Let's go to Gary in South Park. Gary, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Super Genius, what's up?
Hi, man.
My question is, how do you think the guy they got from the Penguins goaltender they got from Calgary is going to do, the Meek or whatever his name is?
Or Domingue or whatever his name is. He'll be in the minors.
You don't think he'll challenge the Smith?
Nope, he's in the minors. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Captain Jack. Captain Jack, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, what was your favorite song last night?
Boy, I always hate to pick a favorite song. It's like, you know, choosing between your children. But I always love Sympathy for the Devil. I thought the backdrop with the lighting was tremendous. Keith stepping up to take the solo. That's just a classic song with a great lyric and great delivery. You know what other song I like, although it drags a little bit, is Midnight Rambler.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite.
Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on with Double M.
Hey, I was wondering how they opened the concert and what song and what they closed with.
They opened with Street Fightin' Man, which was from their very early catalog.
Right.
And they closed with Satisfaction, which was their first hit.
Oh, my God. That sounds great. Sounded like a great concert.
It was great. Thank you for the call. Yeah, although Satisfaction is my one Stone song I would never have to hear again because I've heard it so many friggin' times. But it was great. The whole show was great. And one thing that was nice, it kind of brought a tear to my eye, was, you know, Mick always relates very personally to the city he's performing in. And he talked about Primanti's and a sandwich, and he waved a terrible towel. And with Mick, it doesn't come off phony, even though you know it's real phony. But they put a flyer up on the big screen. A flyer from 1964 when they performed for the first time in Pittsburgh, and that was at Westview Park Danceland. There was like a real small concert hall in Westview Park, which was an amusement park out in Westview, as the name would indicate. And my mother attended that. She saw the Rolling Stones in 1964. Unbelievable, and seeing that flyer, like I said, it brought a bit of a tear, as it does right now. Let's go to Eric in Detroit. Eric, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mr. Madden, how are you tonight, sir?
What up?
Hey, I've got a question for you. In your expertise, is it harder now to fix an offensive line, given the restrictions with practice and camp time from the CBA in 2011?
Yes. No question about that. That's very very insightful on your part. It's also tough when you have an amateur coaching them, which Adrian Clem is. And, you know, I believe this offensive line is getting better. I just don't think it's ever going to be good enough. I think Dotson is going to be good. I think the center, Green, is going to be good. I think Turner sucks. I think he's washed. I think Chuk sucks. I think Banner sucks. I think Moore has a chance, but he is a fourth-round pick. They got to go out and get some veterans next year in free agency, and better veterans than Trey Turner.
Yeah, it just seems like it's going to take more draft capital to rebuild this line because they are handicapped by the CBA.
And it's unfair. Well, they're handicapped because they don't have very good players, too. That's the worst part of the offensive line. And, you know, I understand that these guys are young and it's unfair to expect that O-line to be good right away when they've had a total turnover in personnel over the last 13 months. But when you brought Ben Roethlisberger back at 39 to be your quarterback, that's exactly the expectations you were putting in people's heads. In fact, don't even call it an expectation. Call it necessity. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris in Pittsburgh. Chris, you're on with Double M.
What's up, Mark? So my question is, have you ever been in a relationship or in love?
No and no. I just don't think it's important.
Yeah.
I've been smitten now and again, but you know what people don't get? Did he hang up? People don't get that not everybody wants the same friggin' thing. And for everybody I know who's in a relationship they like, I know two that are the one they hate. That they hate. Hate with a passion, and all I have to do is listen to their bitching all the time. So, you know, different people want different stuff. Like Pittsburgh Dad Jr., and I can't believe he still has a job because I could stand on a sidewalk with a bullhorn and more people would listen to me. You know, he always sends emails and tweets behind my back to people saying how sad and lonely I am. I'm not. I guarantee I'm happier than him on any number of levels, not least salary and listeners. Let's go to Jake in Charlotte. Jake, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, do you think DK and Nutting bonded over the fact that all their talented employees want to leave? And how do you think DK would sell a Nutting trade of the Rolling Stones to the
Nutting would just trade Jagger. Nutting would just trade Jagger. After like a couple years, all that would be left would be Bill Wyman, and he'd retire.
You think DK goes with a heartfelt story about one of the prospects, or do you think he does a little hate piece on Jagger? How is he selling that for Nutting?
I think he's selling the idea of 3 or 4 hit singles in 5 years.
Well, I'm sure they talk about it over dinner.
That was a pretty good call. And that was a pretty good show, even though I went crazy. I'm on tomorrow. Penguins later, 105.9 EX.